This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. The live Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, turkey gobble day, gobble, 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 edition of Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And, yes, we are live on the turkey gobble day. I know that's something that you are not used to having on broadcast radio.
Right. Three people who probably ate way too much. Half tired.
Probably yes, definitely.
Tryptophaned out, like tripping on tryptophan, left and right.
Oh, that's the stuff that they put in turkey.
Yeah, Daryl didn't eat turkey.
I don't eat turkey.
What the
Unless
hell?
It's in the form of jerky.
Yeah, he's a weirdo who thinks you're supposed to eat ham on Thanksgiving. And
oh,
I've been telling him
ham is a preferable food. Fight me, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yes, you can call in on Thanksgiving night.
You can. We're live. You can tell Daryl how full of it he is for... it's an Easter food.
Yeah, or at Christmas. You have
Christmas?
Like, yeah, Christmas. You have
or a Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, like it's a pleasant Saturday. Let's have some ham.
Well, oh, dear God.
Ham wasn't an option regardless, even if that was a normal thing for people to
we
eat on
could have had a. We could have had a turkey ham today.
Well, yes. You guys did go to a very traditional Muslim Thanksgiving feast.
It wasn't super traditional. There were definitely some Middle Eastern dishes, but yes, we, a bunch of us in the liberty activism community here in Keene, had Thanksgiving dinner in the interfaith room at the local mosque with the imam and his family. So
very nice.
We have not exactly an option today, but I do think that ham is a superior food to turkey.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Chris.
By no scale known to man is that a superior
Chris,
food.
You have a list from CNN, which is obviously fake news, about the 12 fights that people will have on Thanksgiving that are not political.
I thought it would be refreshing.
Oh, I think it's a good thing. And I'm curious where we're going to fall on this because we're already fighting over turkey versus ham. And... one of the people sitting in this room is obviously right, and then Jackie and Chris are wrong.
Oh, dear God. No. But I think that is good that we are practicing this very American tradition of instantly breaking into arguments on Thanksgiving. This is perfect. This is why did anybody go
and
out?
And the Green Bay Packers, obviously superior to the New England Patriots.
Whatever you got to tell you. I don't care. I'm ambivalent on football. Did anybody go out for Wild Turkey Night last night?
I don't know what that is.
Wild Turkey Night is the night before Thanksgiving, and it has become one of the, if not the, top drinking night in bars across this great land of ours.
No, we didn't do that. Me and Jackie woke up early this morning to do a wobble gobble, which it's basically what the local turkey trot is called.
I see. It's what the pilgrims did.
No, not at all.
Not even remotely.
No.
Yeah, but Wild Turkey Night is the idea is you just got back into town because everybody had to come home for Thanksgiving, and you're sort of dreading sitting around with your family on Thanksgiving the next day.
Yep.
So you'd really rather just call your friends who are also back home and go do something fun with them. So you end up going out to bars, getting really drunk, and then having Thanksgiving really hungover, and that to me
that doesn't sound good at all.
It's the spirit of Thanksgiving to me.
So what are these 12 fights that people have according to CNN that aren't political?
I give them more as things to just some argument starters, you know, some suggestions if you run out of things to argue about on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Number one, when to eat. Daryl, what is your idea of, you know, sitting down with your fetid pig and eating?
Well, it depends.
Are we having lunch, or are we having supper, or is that the discussion?
It is really the discussion.
Because today, we were told that food was being served at 3:30, and it was closer to 4:45.
Interesting.
If you tell me food is being served at a certain time, I think food should be served at that time.
So we weren't given,
not an hour and 15 minutes later.
Yeah, I get it. We were told to be there at about 2:30 so we could do some stuff before the meal started. So we did not have a definitive start time. Of course, because I knew I had radio tonight, dinner wasn't really prepared till about 5:45.
Right.
Which made for a very fast trip in here to the
yes,
LRN.
Yes, and we were
studios.
Trying to avoid that because that happened to us last year.
See?
Oh, yeah, we'll eat about 4, and then 5:45 rolls around, and people are just then getting plates. And it's
right.
Like, I've got to grab a plate and just take it back to the studio because there's no way I'm actually going to be able to eat here.
I got no pumpkin pie and no Uncle Harry. So
I don't know who Uncle Harry
what
is.
What is Uncle Harry?
We can hook you up with the pumpkin pie.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Uncle Harry, for those of you who are older than, 18, like the kids in the room here with me.
To quote the football coach at the University of Oklahoma State, I'm a man. I'm 40.
I am also 40.
Okay, so back in the day, back in the 70s, there was this ad for Cool Whip. And it was, who would like a slice of pumpkin pie? And Uncle Harry says, just a little tiny sliver. And he gets this little tiny sliver of pumpkin pie. And then he puts about 13 metric tons of Cool Whip on top of it.
All right.
So in my family,
that might be a slight exaggeration of how much Cool Whip.
Maybe. But in my family, we always kind of refer to the Cool Whip as Uncle Harry.
All right.
So there you go. So again,
what time do we eat?
Jackie, when was traditional dinner time, Thanksgiving dinner? I don't think they ever called it Thanksgiving breakfast or Thanksgiving lunch.
Right. And see, that's another question. Are we calling it dinner? Because where I grew up in Alabama, part of my family, if you said dinner, they would show up in the middle of the day.
Right, lunch.
The other part of the family, you say dinner, they show up in the evening.
Right. Was it supper for some of those people?
So I call things breakfast, lunch, and supper, and then nobody gets confused other than the occasional person that's like, why are you calling it supper?
Right.
You mean dinner?
New England.
No. Supper, because if I say dinner, half of my family shows up at lunch, the other half shows up at night, and we don't know when we're eating.
New England seems to be a traditional supper thing. I hadn't heard that word since leaving home 30-odd years ago. So for you, Jackie?
It varied, because of divorces, remarriages,
right.
Different families, different traditions. One year my mother just rented a house somewhere and had it catered. I think, though, when it was at home, we usually had it mid-afternoon. If it was at my dad and stepmom's house, it would be mid-afternoon. But the sneaking down to the basement to do shots of tequila with my siblings started a lot earlier in the day.
Nice, nice, nice. Another family
tradition
that I think I suspect a lot of people took part in today. That's interesting. Some people say the Thanksgiving meal is a mid-afternoon ritual, allowing plenty of time for turkey coma nap and snacking on leftovers. Others say it's more civilized to sit down at 6 or 7 p.m. with wine flowing. My thoughts are the wine usually flows a hell of a lot earlier than that, and I always think of it as like a late afternoon sort of thing. That's me.
Maybe lunchtime, a little later. Just sort of depending on what's going on. Maybe there's, a certain football game you want to watch, and you want to be eating the food during the game.
Right. So maybe
does the game kick off at 1 o'clock, then maybe, 12:30.
That's a good point.
Yeah, my family doesn't watch sports, so.
No sports ballers.
Yeah, no sports ball. Like, when the Seahawks were doing well a few years ago, my dad turned on one of the games, and I was like, who are you, and what have you done with my father? This is the first time I ever saw him watch sports in my entire life.
You got a little hometown pride there. I get that. All right. We got time for another question?
No,
we got music.
Yeah, we don't have time, but we've got 11 more on the list.
Oh, we will.
Plus the topic of turkey versus ham, where I am obviously correct and everybody else is wrong, except for the Southerners on my Facebook feed, who seem to agree with me that you have ham because it's superior to turkey. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call-in lines where you can call in and chat with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Jackie.
And we're talking about some arguments that people may or may not have on Thanksgiving. Like, what time are we eating?
We did.
Are we having turkey or are we having the much superior ham?
Turkey.
Are we watching sports or not? Are we putting up a Christmas tree? Is that on the list?
Spoiler, please, Daryl. You're talking about everything too fast.
I've not even looked at the list.
I know, but you may have touched upon one or two there.
All right. We'll get to it. And you can call in and tell us, are we right or are we wrong? Who's right in the ham versus turkey argument here? 855-450-FREE.
I know when, I was watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today, it was a big moment.
The big infomercial for Macy's and, like, Disney and all of the people with the balloons.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, or as I like to call it, the Macy's auto-tuned lip-syncing ad for every summer movie, Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I saw. But it's interesting that we should bring that up because the first second question out of 2 second questions.
Yes. All right.
What to do before you eat? So in our house, it's usually sleep in a little bit because we work 6 days a week, and we like to sleep in at least an extra day if we get it. That's good.
You only work 6 days a week?
I'm sorry.
You're a slacker.
I know that.
Obviously, you wake up in the morning, and you go for a turkey trot with your girlfriend who you struggle to get out of bed.
Ah.
Yeah. So it was it was in single-digit temperatures. Real Phil with the wind chill was in, like, -9. I feel like I have grounds to divorce you, and we're not even married yet.
A preemptive divorce.
But, like, I already have grounds to divorce you over this. Like, why? There's a meme that's been going around Facebook, like, I pray to God I don't marry into one of those families that runs 5Ks on Thanksgiving Day. And it's like,
guess what?
Yeah. I am the living embodiment of
that. I would
meme.
Run a 5K every day if there was one local and you registrations could, weren't.
Here's
really
a, you're a crazy person.
A fun fact is
I know that.
You can run a 5K every day. It's called running 5K.
Right. No,
and
no,
he
no.
Does
well,
that most
well
days.
What I mean is, like, I would participate in an organized race every day.
Every day.
If that was an option.
Because you are a crazy person.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, that's interesting.
I think that was established, you know, like a long time ago.
Yeah,
so what are the options here, according to CNN, of what are we doing before we eat?
Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is an annual tradition in some households. In
yep.
others, a walk, a hike, or maybe even a game of touch football if you're a Kennedy and you live on the Cape, might come before the turkey.
Okay.
I don't know. The game of touch football sounds very Kennedy-esque to me.
No, that sounds very Southern, but instead of touch football, it would just be full-on tackle football
right,
in
right,
the
right.
front yard.
Or, but see, you can't even say.
Or maybe in the street.
So I'm thinking of that game where you just, there was no purpose other than, you know, tackle whoever has the ball. But I don't know if I can, in a politically correct world, can I still say smear the blank?
I don't know.
You know what
and
I mean?
I know the word you were thinking of, and I would prefer it not be said.
I would not say
on the
it.
Radio, but people know the word we're thinking of. It rhymes with smear.
It does. But it was just one of those things. I don't think that it was ever used in that context
right.
as a affront against people of other sexual orientations.
Right.
Yet we are so hypersensitive to that stuff, we just, you know, spoke for 3 minutes about not saying a word.
Right.
Isn't that something?
That's,
anyway, did you have any...
yeah,
go ahead.
You would fit right in on the convention floor at the Libertarian Party National Committee.
Which is why I will never join the
Yeah, because they can
Party.
Spend... How long... Wait, they spent 45 minutes on a motion to cut 5 minutes from the agenda? This year?
Something like that. And yeah. it wasn't to cut 5 minutes. It was to shorten the speaking time for candidates from 5 minutes down to one.
See, this whole thing just strikes me as the Libertarian Party is like Monty Python's version of a political party.
I was at a committee
You
think so? Okay.
I was at a committee meeting one time and witnessed a discussion for half an hour about changing a comma to a period and then capitalizing the next letter.
Libertarian's got a libertarian.
Evidently.
I don't even remember what was being discussed. I just remember the 30-minute conversation about whether or not to basically cut the Senate in two.
So basically, if the Libertarian National Convention were held today on Thanksgiving, we know the answer that you will eat somewhere around 5 or 7 a.m. the next day.
That sounds about right.
So yeah. The final day of the convention this year, lunch was supposed to have happened at noon. It wound up happening at 2, and then we adjourned at 5.
All right. I'm moving right along. I'm keeping this thing moving.
Yes.
I'm keeping this turkey moving. How do you cook the turkey? Now that's an interesting question here from CNN, Jackie. Did you notice what word I did not use?
Deep fry?
Let me try that again. The question is how to cook the turkey.
How to cook turkey, not how to cook ham.
Right, because everybody knows how to cook a ham.
It said how to cook the turkey. Like, it's there. The assumption is that there's going to be a turkey.
Hold on. I'm just fast forward through these
questions.
The
question is, if you're cooking a turkey, how is it being cooked?
No.
It didn't say no.
That is not what the question
is. It says
how
to cook
the
turkey, not how to cook a turkey. And so in English grammar, that means there is a turkey.
Just a point of order. If I fast forward up to the last question in this little series, still no frickin' mention of hams, Daryl.
That's fine, because everybody knows how to cook a ham.
Exactly. So what's the point? It's like the traditional Thanksgiving dinner is now peanut butter sandwiches.
So what are the options?
We don't get up early in the morning to...
What are the options of how to cook a ham? Obviously, you don't put it in the microwave for 45 hours. My grandmother on my dad's side would put a turkey in the oven like Wednesday night on a low temperature because you've got to kill the salmonella.
Right. Well, this question is, do you roast it, deep fry it, cook it on a grill? What about brining? It makes the meat juicier, but also adds more salt.
How the hell do you grill a turkey?
You pop it on the grill.
You run it through the grinder thing and make turkey burgers?
No.
Are we cooking turkey steaks? Is there such a thing as a turkey? I want to have a turkey steak done on the grill, Chris.
That would be a big, thick slice of turkey breast. I'm sure we could whip that right up for you. But
turkey steak, obviously superior to all other forms of turkey. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Hundreds of firefighters in Northern California are spending their Thanksgiving battling the deadly Camp Fire. At least 83 people have died in the fire, and nearly 600 people are still unaccounted for. Cal Fire's Deputy Director Mike Moeller says another big priority is
to get those people that are still evacuated or whose homes have been destroyed into the proper shelter. I can tell you for the recovery process, yes, the rain does hamper it. It makes it much more difficult to go through and grid those areas and search, but we've brought additional personnel in to expedite that process.
President Trump hinted at a possible trip to Afghanistan while wishing U.S. troops a happy Thanksgiving during a teleconference. Many are thawing out in New York City after going to one of the coldest Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades in recent memory. And Walmart, Target, and Sears are getting an early jump on Black Friday. They're all open now. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in live on this Thanksgiving night and talk to us about whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And want to make sure that I tell you before we get back into some of these non-political discussions that, or arguments, rather, that some people have on Thanksgiving, about Thanksgiving. Want to make sure that you know about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. They have the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So are you going to keep arguing?
Yeah, actually, I did want to mention, yeah. So for the dinner that we had today, we actually had two turkeys, but Will only had one oven. So one of them was cooked over here, and the one we did over here was actually really amazing. He said it was like a traditional Arab style, which I didn't realize there was a traditional Arab turkey dish since it's native to North America. But then again, the Irish are known for eating potatoes, which is also native to North America. So hooray, globalization. And so what it was is you take the turkey, you rub it down with olive oil, and then the spice mix that goes on it is like the same spice mix as shawarma, and the whole house still smells like it, and it's amazing.
I don't know what shawarma is.
It's that, like, Middle Eastern, like, meat on a stick.
That sounds like a Yiddish word, which
no.
is really off.
It's just, I don't know what the spice mix was, because he did it in advance for us, and then you ended up doing... I put the stuff on. You ended up actually setting up. What did you have to shove up the turkey's butt again?
So it started with half of an onion, 5 cloves of crushed garlic, 2 sticks of cinnamon, And then after 90 minutes, those got pulled out. Or no, after an hour and a half, that got... No.
After 90 minutes, you turned the bird over.
I flipped the bird upside down after 90. Then after another 90, I pulled those things out. And then there was like some kind of...
Stuffing that he made that went in. Yeah, rice stuffing.
Mixture, something that got shoved in the turkey's butt.
And it was put in one of these cooking bags. A lot of times the problem with turkey is that it turns out very dry, but these roasting bags for the turkey, after it was, I think it was about 2 hours maybe total in the oven. In one of these bags.
Of one and a half.
It was a fairly large bird. It wasn't just cooked. I mean, we have an instant read digital thermometer because you have to be very careful with poultry. You know, it checked a bunch of places. It was very well cooked. It was not dry at all. It was like falling apart. You could cut it with your fork.
Yeah.
Good to go. And it tasted amazing. And I actually liked it better than the traditional preparation. So we're going to have to ask Will for that recipe, what went into the spice mix.
So can I tell an old restaurant story?
Sure.
Years and years ago, I used to work at a country club, big country club. And this one year,
was
the best country club. Matter of fact, Bush and Clinton both used to golf there.
All right.
So it was in the Maryland area, but I ended up running the kitchen for a certain period of time after one chef quit.
Traditional crab cakes on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, no, they had advertised this big, huge turkey Thanksgiving dinner for all the members, and it ended up getting, we had like 200 people booked for it, and I'm the only one really in the kitchen with a couple helpers and stuff like that. But we're like, okay, we've got three ovens and we have to cook like 10 turkeys. How exactly do we pull this off? And I talked to a friend of mine.
That's 3 1/3 turkey per oven?
Right. But you're also talking about a serving window of about 3 or 4 hours. So how do you do that? The solution that
instead of 400 degrees, you crank it up to 1,200 degrees.
Good answer. But a friend of mine who worked in a different restaurant, he's like,
I did good in math.
He's like, you got lots of soup stock pots, right? I'm like, yeah, we got tons of stock pots. He's like, good.
Deep fry.
Fill each one with water, put a turkey in each one, and boil them.
And then did you at least finish them off in the oven to get the skin crispy? Okay.
We did. We finished them in the oven, and we hit them, a couple of them we hit with blowtorches and stuff like that. But again, people were like, this is absolutely the juiciest turkey we have ever
had. All right. See, boiled turkey might be good.
Well, you know what? I bet turkeys are going to be on sale after today, whatever's left, so we can try that.
Hells yeah. So
do we have a big pot that we could boil a turkey?
Yeah, and we have the big stock pot that's usually sitting on the stove.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just have to get a smaller turkey. We can't get, like, the biggest one they have.
Right. You can get probably an 8 or a 10-pound bird.
Yeah, we'll get the smallest.
That's still way too much turkey.
Oh, never. That's what turkey leftovers are for. But we were talking about stuffing. This is the next question.
Oh, yeah, keep that far away from my plate.
How to cook stuffing? Do you cook yours in a pan?
The same way you cook the turkey, you don't. You leave it at the store.
I think my understanding is that there's some food safety issues there where you wouldn't actually have the stuffing cooked or mostly cooked in advance before you put it in the bird to absorb the juices.
Well, there are some people that don't put it in a bird. They just cook the
stuffing.
The stovetop stuffing is its own dish. It never gets shoved in a turkey's butt.
Some people do that. And some people you can bake stuffing too. There's all sorts of different ways. What we had today was... It was stuffed in the bird. But that's a question that people argue about on Thanksgiving, what to do with the stuffing and what kind of stuffing do you have?
What do you do with the turkey neck?
I don't do anything other. If I had a dog, I'd give it to the dog.
Save it for Cousin Eddie.
What we did with the turkey neck was flop it around at each other inappropriately because of what it resembles.
Allegedly.
But no, I like the stuffing. You know, I like to eat the stuffing fresh from the turkey's butt. I do agree that you start out cooking the turkey without the stuffing in it, and you cook the stuffing most of the way on the stove for food safety reasons. But I do like to finish it off inside the turkey.
Okay, are you allowed to use hands when you do this?
If you wash them,
what else would you use?
No, she likes to eat the stuffing directly from the turkey's butt.
No, I mean,
I just think it would be a little more interesting if she had to keep her hands behind her back.
Oh, yeah, like the pie-eating contest.
Oh,
there we go.
Now we're having even more interesting ideas. We should get just a bunch of turkeys and just try. We've got a boiled turkey. We'll have, like, eat the stuffing out of the turkey's butt, hands-free day. Like, we do have a chest freezer. Like, we could stick a lot of turkeys in that thing and try all these ideas.
I just know that when I get home, I'm waiting until this episode downloads, but I'm going to download the podcast of this and just tag it for next Thanksgiving. So I have some good ideas here. Most people say you should cook it inside of the bird itself where the juices will be more flavor. By the way, Jackie, it seems like if everybody followed your concerns about food safety, there would be no more humans left. Are you very sensitive to the idea of food safety and salmonella? Because I just think that just makes us stronger.
Don't eat romaine lettuce.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, the romaine lettuce thing?
No, I've been buying it up left and right. Everybody wants to get rid of it. So you got great deals on romaine lettuce with sides of E. coli with each one.
They seriously still have it in grocery stores? They haven't pulled it from the shelves?
I was in a grocery store yesterday at like 6 or 7 o'clock, and all those bag salads and the whole display of romaine and the whole display of hearts of romaine and all that stuff was still up. I don't think it was a national recall.
Well, I don't know if it was like a legal recall, but it was definitely a national warning because they can't actually figure out where it's coming from, just that there's been many cases of E. coli outbreak tainted.
One or two cases in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Dear God. Then the odds of that happening to me could be
The problem
really
is they don't know which farms and distributors it's coming from, which to me suggests to me like there's some serious supply chain management issues in the industry that they
sounds
can't.
Sounds like it needs a blockchain.
It does need a blockchain. It needs a blockchain.
Because, you know, the thing is lettuce is cheap. It's not like a more expensive product where you could stick an RFID on it and follow it from, you know, manufacturing to consumption. So they don't know.
They're working on those solutions.
Yeah, they don't know where the romaine's coming from. So they said on the side of caution, throw it all out. Surprised it's still for sale.
It's always such a shock when people get, you know, these types of, you know, E. coli from something that grows in the ground and is fertilized with poop. Who would have ever thought that there might be a chance that you could get sick from that?
Yeah, your calls and thoughts welcome, plus more things to argue about Thanksgiving. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and talk live to us on this Thanksgiving night. Yes, we are live, and it's a holiday. And there are several other holidays coming up over the next, like, 6 weeks or so. We'll be live on those as well.
I like to think of this as the start of the holiday season.
Some people like to think of Halloween as the start of the holiday season.
Some people are Chinese and probably have no idea what we're, why we would even think of these dates. Right?
Yeah. There are some people that are Chinese. There are some people that are Jewish and they have a holiday like every other day.
Right? That sounds good. I want to get in on the Hanukkah thing this year. That's
eight crazy nights.
Is that, yeah, that's right. Oh, Adam Sandler. There you go.
From New Hampshire.
Well, there you go.
Let's go to the phones. Another New Mexico. We've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What are you thankful for tonight?
Oh, I am thankful that I'm warm and cozy. I'm in a nice, warm apartment.
Right.
And I had a nice bean and rice meal today, so.
Good for you.
Beans and rice. You didn't have turkey or ham?
No, I just ate whatever. No.
Nice.
Do you prefer turkey? We've been having a discussion. Do you prefer turkey or ham?
For Thanksgiving.
Well, I like turkey better.
Yes. You like turkey better. All right. So I'm currently outnumbered 3-1 here, but everybody knows that I'm right. Ham is the far superior food.
Yeah, Daryl thinks that ham is a traditional Thanksgiving dinner food, and it's like we call it Turkey Day, not Ham Day.
Yes, right. And my memo cooked ham on Thanksgiving Day.
So your family's weird, but most people understand that it's Turkey Day.
From what I can gather, and Sarah will, you know, continue with your thoughts in a minute, but from what I can gather, it seems as though ham is a fairly traditional Southern dish for Thanksgiving. So, yeah. Sarah, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm also thankful that we have a socialist Muslim woman elected to Congress from Detroit.
You do.
So I'm excited about her policy, you know, about socialist
policy.
What
specific things?
Well, I'm sure that she, they all agree on, like, free universal health care, free education up to the university level, and the wage increase and protecting workers' rights, like 6-day leave, and so forth. Those are the communist policies.
So basically all free stuff for workers. You like that?
The thing is, that's not socialism. That's a welfare state. Socialism is actually government ownership of the means of production. So the countries that are, you know, a lot of people mistakenly refer to as socialist in Western Europe, they're capitalist. They just have high taxes that they then use to pay for their welfare state. But the economic engine is still capitalism. So what makes you believe that she's actually a socialist?
Well, I'm going to argue real quickly that I think we, at this point, we could almost say in it socialism in its modern usage. So
well,
I don't disagree with what you're saying. You're exactly right. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that when she was running, she declared herself to be a socialist candidate. That's one of the things that we identify her with. And she pronounces herself to be. That's how she separates herself
right.
from
and
other.
You're talking about Rashida Tlaib, who is a member of the DSA. She is a member of the Democratic Socialist of America.
Right.
I could join the DSA. It doesn't make me a socialist. It makes me a member of their group.
Yeah, anybody who wants to go on their website and pay $25 can be a member.
Really?
Yes. They don't even have to sign a pledge like we do. I mean, anybody who wants to go on the LP website and pay $25 can be a member, but we also have to sign a pledge.
Well, so there's money?
The thing is, it's the whole idea of the communist belief is that people perform according to what they are able to and receive according to their needs. And the thing is that everybody is
hold
equal.
On, so now you're talking about communism. Communism and socialism are two distinct things.
Not that distinct.
So why is it a different thing? To me, it's the same exact thing. To me, it's just that, as far as I'm concerned, they just changed their name. It is a communist policy. They just changed their name to make it sound nicer because the capitalists have made communism into such a horrible, evil, demonic thing.
Communism, you're right there, too, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay, no, communism is the absence of private property. I mean, you know, there's lay people use the terms incorrectly, but things like capitalism, socialism, communism, et cetera, they actually have definitions. They mean things. And a lot of times when people are speaking fondly of socialism, they're actually talking about social welfare programs that are funded for by taxes on a capitalist economy. And if you actually had a socialist economy, looking at the socialist economies around the world, you would not be able to fund all those benefits because socialist economies perform much, much worse than capitalist economies.
Right. And what I will say, and this goes back to Marx, is that socialism and the socialist mode of production is a step on the way to communism. If you want to go back to where this stuff starts, go back and look at Marx and Engels and some of those idiots. Excuse me. Some of those philosophers.
You know,
go ahead.
You guys make it seem like socialism and communism is a completely new and separate idea. But
no.
Socialism, it comes from communism.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. And then they make it look like it's the capital, like you were saying, it's the capitalist economy that's the engine that keeps it going. But they tack on the socialism where they share the wealth according to the poor. So they don't have outright revolution when they're starving and freezing. That's kind of a twist. That's your belief, but I do believe that if a country declares communist like Cuba and socialist Venezuela, the capitalist countries, they sanction it and they attack it, and to make it fail, to make socialism fail, communism fail, so that they feel people have to accept capitalism. That's the idea.
Socialism, the last thing socialism ever needs is capitalists to help it fail. Socialism is completely capable of failing on its own. The other thing, and I've brought this up with you a million times, Sarah, the other thing is people die under socialism. More people die under socialism than die under capitalism. That is simply a fact. And, you know, you want to believe these things because I wish I could believe them. I wish that I could believe that my fellow man was so altruistic that everybody would take care of everybody else. But the sad fact is millions, tens of millions, and by some counts, over 100 million people have died under these systems of government. I can't abide that. I hate it. Jackie.
So, okay, a prerequisite for rising standards of living over time is you have to have rising productivity out of your people. And you can get a lot more done in a factory on some equipment than you can out in the woods with your bare hands. And so factory and machinery like that, that is capital. And capitalism, you know, has issues, but it is better at building capital and increasing worker productivity better than any other economic system that has ever been tried in human history. And so if you want the money and the resources, you know, the money just represents a means to buy those resources. If you want the resources to help the poor, you need to increase productivity. And the way to do that is with capitalism. Now, how you tax that is a separate question. But where you actually improve the economy and raise everybody's standards of living, or at least the possibility to raise everybody's standards of living, is through capitalism, not socialism, not communism.
I want to agree with Sarah on one thing, and she rightly points out that the U.S. federal government has placed sanctions on Cuba, Venezuela, yes, and a bunch of other countries that have governments that, you know, the U.S. government doesn't like.
We don't like.
I don't think that those sanctions should be in place.
I'll agree
because
with
you. The sanctions are supposed to hurt the people in charge, and I'm using air quotes there, but what it actually does is it winds up hurting the, you know, average person in Cuba, the average person, yes, in Venezuela. It's not hurting Nicolas Maduro. He's still eating on empanadas when he thinks that television cameras are turned off.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and type in Nicolas Maduro empanada, and you see him munching down this big giant empanada, and he thought the camera was off.
Yeah, and the sanctions are wrong. I mean, they actually are counterproductive in that they help cement the power of the rulers.
Sure.
If we were to just trade openly, that makes the people freer, more prosperous, more able to rebel.
Agreed. Sarah, thank you
for the call.
Your calls and thoughts welcome on this Thanksgiving night, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus the Discord call-in lines, discord.lrn.fm. What do people fight about on Thanksgiving? We've got more from that list. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.